So it's rally time once again in Donegal. This weekend, the Donegal Harvest Mini Stages Rally is taking place, being based out of Gortahark, and to look forward to the event. We're now joined by the PRO of the event. He's also the PRO of the International Rally in June, and he's the host of the very, very popular Crunching Gears podcast. Kevin Glendenning, welcome along to the airwaves of Highland Radio once again.
Ocean, pleasure to join you.
Listen, Kevin, this event is taking place this year. Of course, it was scheduled to be held last year, but following the Chrysla tragedy, the event was put back by 12 months. But it's an area down that part of the county that very much is a big interest in the sport.
Huge interest down there, you know, like the guys down there have took this event on board. They took it on last year. They had set up an absolutely top class event last year. And, you know, as you say, unfortunately, the Chrysla tragedy put paid to that on the eve of the rally. But Father John Joe was at the launch there on Bank Holiday Monday, and he spoke so highly of the spirit of the generosity of the club, and how much respect all the competitors showed last year. They all left, they all travelled to all parts of the country very respectfully and very quietly last year. They just go on with their business, didn't cause any, problems with the emergency services coming into the area and one thing and another. They just went about their business very quietly, left, and the generosity of everybody involved, they just done what had to be done. And then if whenever things needed to be done at a later stage, the motor club was there once again helping out in any way, shape or form. So they have to be applauded for the amount of work they put in behind the scenes, and it probably at the time probably went a wee bit unnoticed, but it was well noticed by Father John Joe.
Yeah. The Harvest Rally, as we know, is a national event, and it's been held every October, but it wasn't sanctioned by Motorsport Ireland this year, and it was made into a mini stages and was knocked back about a month and a half to a month's time and into November. But the motor club behind the scenes have done a lot of work to get this event up to the level where it's at, because it's not just a mini stages, is it, Kevin?
No, yeah, exactly, yeah. The mini stages should normally run like a two-wheel drive only event, but with the cooperation of Motorsport Ireland, Donegal Motor Club, and a lot of work to get to be allowed to run the four-wheel drive, the R5 cars as well too, as part of the rally too, which they felt was vital to make this the success it was due. That was the way the rally was supposed to run last year, and I suppose the agreement was they were allowed to run the R5 cars, but still stick to the mini stage format, which is a 6-stage event rather than 9 stages. But still be a really good day's rallying for everybody there involved. There's 2 stages done 3 times, so plenty of time, plenty of chance to see the cars in action, and there'll be plenty of, you can get in the service area is in the secondary school there in Fulcara. They're going to visit that there 3 times. I think they're due there at 8:30, then again roughly about 10:30, and then roughly about 12:45 or so. And then back into the Chabelli then for 3:00 for the ramp. So plenty of chances to see the cars and round service and then at the finish, but also the stages as well too. 2 really good stages in the Gortahark and Fanachy area. Easy access to them, all the maps, entry lists, etc. is in the official programmes, which is in most of the shops there locally as well, and in the Dry Arts there in Letterkenny as well too. Full list of stocks on the Donegal Harvest Facebook page. So loads of opportunities there to see where the cars is, meet the stars. And the great thing about rallying is it's so accessible. You can go up and chat to any of the guys from car 1 to car 101, and they'll all take time and explain what they're doing and all that. So, don't be scared. Go up and say hello and, have a look around the cars.
Yeah. Well, you also, Kevin, be sitting in the ditches taking photographs. Mm-hmm. So you do. What can the competitors and the spectators expect from these 2 stages that will be run 3 times on Saturday?
Yeah, there is a really good challenge in stages. They're kind of parts of, Donegal Classic stages, Cashel na Gore and Portlake. That's, parts of them stages are being used. And that's, that's 2 names that will strike, the fear and, the bring the smiles to the competitors. They are classic stages. There's jumps, there's bumps, there's tight hairpins. They're everything you could want in a rally stage. And the 2 stages are in top-class conditions. Tony Boyle, the COC for the event, has picked 2 really good challenging stages. And the feedback so far from the competitors has been so positive. It's great to see it.
We talked about it a short time ago there, but Motorsport Ireland allowed you to open up this event to R5 cars, but it was open to, I suppose, drivers and competitors who have a grade of car that is R5 level, but they have to be Donegal Motor Club members as well. This is a Donegal Motor Club members only event. And when you look at the entry list, there's a heck of a lot of very, very impressive and talented drivers that's involved with Donegal Motor Club, Kevin.
Ocean, absolutely. You know, this is a real credit to the members of the Donegal Motor Club. Like 115 starters, and that's all just coming from in, you know, the confines of, you know, Donegal Motor Club. I don't think there'd be another motor club in the whole country that could bring together this an entry of this level. And not just like there's a quantity there, but there's also quality. You know, the top 10, 15, you could go anywhere in the country and them guys will be, you know, in the fight for either overall honours or in their class as well too. And in the last 24 hours, Motorsport Ireland has opened up the event as well now, that all our competitors from outside the club or outside Donegal Motor Club can now enter as well too. So, you know, it could maybe be too late, but we may get another few entries as well too, which will just top it off nicely.
Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan are going to have number one in their car. Obviously, they won in Donegal during the summer. They won the Tarmac Series. Were just pipped in the National Series by Josh Moffat last weekend, or two weekends ago now at this stage, down at the Fastnet Rally. But Callum will be looking to end his year in Donegal with another one, no doubt.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And he's also defending Harvest Winner as well. He won the event back in 21, and it was in Donegal Town there. So he no doubt will be back to defend his crown. Like, Callum's had an exceptional year. Since Easter, he has nearly won everything that he has entered. Like, he's either been first or second, and just an unbelievable season. Himself and Noel have gelled with the polo, and, you know, going to be hard beat this weekend, but yep, we all know that rallying is never over till it's over.
Yeah, Declan Boyle, Eamon Kelly, Michael Boyle, Desi Henry, Jason Mitchell, they're the top six. I'm looking forward to seeing what Eamon Kelly's like in his home stages, because he hasn't had the opportunity over the last number of years to do so, given that he's been away, of course, in the international scene. So he has, but Eamon, obviously son of Donna, but Eamon will be looking to make a name now in the coming years in his own right.
Oh, here, without a doubt. Eamon has been competing in the Junior World Rally Championship this year and has, you know, has starred in that series as well too. So, you know, absolutely, Eamon will, and I have no doubts in my mind, he is a star of the future. And, you know, like, as well, you know, you mentioned there, like, he's the son of Donna. The amount of father and son combinations is doing this rally this year, you know, you have Eamon and Donna, you have, you know, Declan and Michael Boyle. You know, there's a few more right down throughout the whole field. And, you know, that's probably a great thing about rallying, is that, you know, the father and son can both compete and, you know, hand down the experience and, you know, seeing how the young fella develops over the years, you know, the master and the apprentice kind of thing.
As for the modified, the entertainers, we can't forget about them. Kevin Eaves, Declan Gallagher, Mark Alcorn, John Boner, just to start things off, where do you go about trying to even pick a winner amongst the modified category, the two-wheel drive?
Yeah, you don't. You throw a dart, I think. And, you know, you forgot one of the most important ones there as well too, Kevin Gallagher, you know, and the Darien. Like, you know, what can we say about, you know, it hasn't already been said about Kevin. He has got that Darien dialed in, and it just really seems to suit his style. The pace he shows in Donegal in June, but anywhere in the country that Kevin goes to, he is so competitive. So, you know, if I had to pick a winner, I think I would probably be looking towards Kevin. But, you know, there's Kevin Eaves, as you say, Declan Gallagher, Mark Alcorn, another man that goes hard as well too. And then, you know, a late entry there, Gary Kiernan. Gary's one of those guys, if he's in the groove on Saturday morning, he'll not be too far away either.
Listen, there's going to be a lot of local drivers who are going to be battling it out, and they're going to have fascinating battles throughout the day in their various categories, right down through the field. I don't want to put any sort of pressure on this young man's shoulders, but there is a young guy called Kevin McLaughlin. There's E. Gallagher on board, car number 18, a first time in an R5 Hyundai, and he's down in his home patch as well. He's from that part of the county. And we know that Kevin, particularly in a Civic, has been a very, very talented driver, and he's got bucket loads of talent. And there'll be quite a few watching to see how he fares out on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, you just said there, Kevin is exceptionally fast, you know, in his Civic. And, like, his whole community got behind him last year, got in this deal together to get the Hyundai hired out for the Harvest last year. And there was such buzz and such excitement about that. And, you know, fair play to everybody involved. Whenever they heard that the Harvest was back again this year, each and every one of them put their hand back in their pocket again to make this deal happen once again this year. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see how Kevin gets on. As you say, local guy, local stages, you know, top five would be a fantastic result for him. So, yeah, I definitely think his times is going to be worth keeping an eye on.
Yeah, we'll keep a close eye on it. Just in relation to the event itself, Kevin, it was a round of the National. It's rotated every second year. I take it will be moved back to its original October date next year. We'll move to nine stages and be back as a National Championship event.
Yeah, that's the plan. Anyway, you know, the National Championship, sanctioned by Motorsport Ireland, it now runs a 2-year rotational calendar. And just with the way things happened this year, it originally wasn't, as you said earlier, a part of the plan. But they, you know, they granted this the license to let them run this year. But yeah, it'll be back next year as the full nine stages, full national round next year. And a different part of the county, it keeps moving around the county, that, you know, it gives everybody a fair crack at the whoop. And it, you know, look at the amount of hotel beds, etc. It's full this weekend. You know, you'll not get a hotel or a restaurant in that area. I think it's spread out now. Even Letterkenny is full this weekend because of the rally. So, you know, it's the economic benefits that the rally brings as well too. So next year, it'll be another part of the county, you'll get the benefit of that as well.
Okay, spectators will be asked, as always, to observe the instructions from marshals and to keep safe on the roads this weekend. Just before we finish, Kevin, once again, the start time and the finish time.
Yeah, I'll be leaving the secondary school for Cara at 8:30 and then due back at Chaff Valley at around about 3:00 on Saturday afternoon.
Finally, pick a winner.
Callum Devine, I think. You know, Callum has been so good all year. So, yeah, I think I'll put my hat on Callum.
All right. Listen, Kevin, Glenn Denning, thanks for joining us on Highland Radio, and have a safe and enjoyable rally on Saturday.
Thank you very much, Josh, and take care. Speak soon.